Acting with an accent, stage dialect instruction by David Alan Stern, the German accent. Lesson 1, creating the resonance of the German accent. Before we actually examine the specific sound changes, the vowel and consonant substitutions between the standard American speech without an accent and English as it's spoken with a German accent, we're first going to look at changes that take place in the overall resonance of the voice. The kinds of changes that we can readily attribute to a general alteration in the shaping or the total configuration of the vocal tract. Now, this is a change that is manifested not only on a limited number of clearly defined substitutions in pronunciation of vowels and consonants, but something that happens throughout the entirety of the speech that you're doing in the German accent. Now, in my approach to dialect and accent instruction, I try to find a specific point, a spot in or around the mouth, which represents the focal point of the vibration of the sound, the point where the energy seems to be concentrated. I call this spot the imaginary point of focus, or the point of maximum vibration for the given accent or dialect. Now, in standard American speech without an accent, which I just switched to, I personally use, in my imagination, a point of focus which is approximately at the midpoint of my mouth, a spot halfway back in the cavity and about halfway in between the tongue and the palate, the spot where, if you try to locate it, you will get it by just kind of flexing your cheeks and pointing one finger of each hand into the hollows of the cheeks. And if the cheeks were flexible enough to meet, that point in the center where they would meet represents this point of focus that I use for standard American speech. Now, for the German accent, this point moves. Now, many people probably think that I'm going to say it moves to the throat because they think of German as a guttural, throaty sort of accent. That is not true at all. A lot of that comes simply from the way the R is pronounced in the back of the throat, and we'll get to that later. But the focus of the tone for German is not in the back. It is very much in the front of the mouth, and it is represented by a point right directly on the top of the bottom front teeth. Right over the top of the bottom front teeth. Exercise 1 for the German resonance, imagining the point of focus. Now, in this first of several exercises I'm going to give you to establish the new German resonance, we're not actually going to do any physical adjustments of the mouth, but instead we'll just have you try to will or to imagine the sound down to that point that I was just mentioning on the top of the bottom front teeth. Now, this technique works for some people. If it's not enough in your case, don't worry, because we'll be adding several exercises in just a minute, which will make specific changes in the positioning and the configuration of the mouth. The way we'll work these first exercises is to count numbers in groups of three, first giving the three counts in the central resonance of American English without an accent. Then you'll have an opportunity to repeat that after me and sense the vibration in the middle of the mouth. Then I will shift to the point of focus, this new one in front and by the top of the bottom front teeth, and do the same three counts and you repeat and feel it there. All I'm asking you to do now, though, is to try to sense or picture the point of maximum vibration moving down to that new point. The specific changes in the shape of the mouth we'll do in a few minutes. All right, let's try. First, middle of the mouth. Really feel the energy in that American middle focus. 1, 2, 3. Sense it there. You repeat. Now shifting down to that bottom teeth conceptually to the new point. 1, 2, 3. You repeat. 1, 2, 3. And 1, 2, 3. Now as we move on to 4, 5, 6, let me have you add one more phenomenon. As you imagine this energy moving to the new point of vibration, actually try to feel added sense of vibration at that point directly above the bottom teeth, and you might even feel it just on the bottom lip where the lip hits the bottom teeth as you make that shift. So it's a phenomenon of energy exists in the middle of the mouth on the standard. You feel a buzz in the middle of your mouth, and then it shifts to the bottom lip in front right there of the point on top of the bottom front teeth. Middle of the mouth, 4, 5, 6, you say it? Now sensing, imagining, and feeling 4, 5, 6. Really feel that lower lip. 7, 8, 9. And 7, 8, 9. And note the whole series from 1 to 10 both ways. First, middle of the mouth, American. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now it's the new focus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Exercise 2 for the German resonance adds a specific change to the posture or the shape of the mouth. I want you first to take the thumb and forefinger of each hand, bring them up to the mouth, and just slightly pinch the corners of your mouth closed, just right at the corners. Stay fairly close to each corner with your fingers, but literally pinch the corners so that only the center of the lips can open. Now try saying 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Now let go of your lips with your fingers, but still keep the corners of the mouth slightly pinched shut, and only let yourself open the front center of the lips. You are very much now limiting the part of the lips that will actually open during speech. Now, keeping the sides of the lips closed, continue to sense the airflow over that new point of vibration, over the bottom teeth and the bottom lips. Now keep the lips pinched closed and say 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Really feel the involvement of the bottom lip. You might even want to slightly protrude the bottom lip. 1, 2, 3. All right, we'll go back to alternation, this time on the general utterance, the American utterance. You keep doing the imaginary placement in the middle of your mouth. Then as we shift forward, you feel it, you sense it, but also add this new sense of pinching the lips closed, a slight protrusion of the bottom lip. Middle of the mouth, 1, 2, 3. Imagining, sensing, pinching the lips, put the bottom lip out, 1, 2, 3. Just for a change of pace, let's use some letters. A, B, C in the center. Closing the lips, A, B, C. Add it to the other focus. D, E, F. Closing and sensing the air down and pinching the lips together. Perhaps the air rushes out just a little bit faster now. D, E, F. G, H, I. G, H, I. Now with all the other resonance things, we go back now for a minute to the numbers and we count 1, 2, 3. Doing all these things, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 4, 5, 6. Now obviously you're hearing me make several other pronunciation changes, it's not just the resonance, but you just concentrate on this resonance now and soon you'll be working more directly on the pronunciation changes and how many of them grow out of this resonance that we're using. Exercise 3 for the German resonance, limiting the movement of the tongue. I want now for you to take the tip of the tongue and push it against the back of the bottom front teeth. Just push it against there, the tip of the tongue against the back of the bottom teeth. And now, without using a great deal of tension in the tongue, just hold it steady there. And now do all of the things we were just doing. The focal point, the slight pinching of the lips together, and the slight protrusion of the bottom lip. And in addition, you now keep the tongue relatively immobile down against the bottom teeth, as you now say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You say it. So you see the tongue has much less motion than normal. It is tending to have its tip stay down against those bottom teeth. The lips are pinched together on the sides, the air flows right over the top of the bottom teeth, and the bottom lip feels it and protrudes just a little bit. And we say now again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in the center. You feel the energy there. And now, with all of these things happening together, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, going back to letters. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. And A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. Keep the tongue down there. The tongue cannot become totally immobile, of course, because you would not be able to pronounce your consonants. But keep thinking that it is basically limited in its movement. It tries to stay down there by the bottom teeth and just moves the tip out slightly when it needs to articulate. Keep thinking of the vibration. Where do you visualize it? Where do you feel the vibration? Right over the top of the bottom teeth and on the bottom lip there. Now, once more. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You do it. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And Z, Y, X, W, V, U, T. Feel the flow of the air as it skims right across the top of the bottom teeth. Now, as we go on and look at specific pronunciation changes, it is extremely important that you continually come back to these three exercises. Get the organic center of the whole vocal presentation to generate out of this new resonance point. Soon, you will not have to think nearly as much about holding the lips closed or about the tongue being still, because the phenomenon of the resonance and what it feels like will become almost an automatic response when you think of this point of focus. This, then, is the end of the lesson introducing the resonance of the German accent.